Blog Talk Radio.
Spirit Alive Ministries Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, your modern-day Shulamite woman, and I'd like to welcome you to All Nations Christians Fellowship Bible Study for this Wednesday, March the 2nd, 2022. Now, today, Apostle Zeta had planned to be speaking about living fearlessly in Christ Jesus. Amen. Now, we have to be, the desire to live fearless is something that we all have within us. Hallelujah. And what we need to know, praise God, is that in Christ Jesus, we truly have nothing to fear. Now, Ephesians 6 is about the armor of God. Now, let me tell you, I want you to get a hold of these verses. But it is in verses 19 and 20 that I want us to dig into, because these verses teach us how to live fearlessly in Christ Jesus. But before I go any further, I'd like to do a room sweep and just see if Apostle Zeta has indeed made it into the room with us. Apostle Zeta, if you are in the room, please press your one now. Okay, thank you. Very good. Well, I will be going on and standing in her stead. Hallelujah.
Hello.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, Apostle Zeta. Okay, at this time, I will now introduce you to the facilitator of tonight's Bible study, and that is Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen. Apostle Zeta.
Amen. I was going to keep on listening, but I did want you to know I was in. I'm on the other phone number, and I had a little trouble at first because
You're now live, so go ahead and begin your study, Apostle Zeta. No problem.
So we're in, just another number. Okay. All right. Praise the Lord. God bless you, everyone. I am here and ready to go. However, I could have kept listening to Bishop Shirlene Cook. all right. I'm going to share a little bit tonight about living fearless and walking fearless, because we can in Christ Jesus. But I just want to have a brief word of prayer first before I
Amen.
Get started. Father God, I just come to you asking, Lord, for your forgiveness, asking, Lord, for you to just word my mouth. I have written down what I want to say and have gone over what I want to say tonight. But most of all, I'm hoping that it's what you gave me to say. And if not, I want you to reword what I have in Jesus' name. And, Lord, I pray that it will bless somebody tonight, what I'm going to share. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, we know that we do live in a world of fear. You know, it's just so many things going on right now. And in the beginning of speaking on fear, I talked about some of the things that causes fear. You know, sometimes people are fearful over their health, wondering whether they're going to get better or not. People are fearing the spread of the virus. People are fearing war. People fearing loss of their jobs, fearing being homeless. And, you know, all of these things can interrupt our lives. And so we know that. However, we serve a great God, and he is greater than anything. And not only that, he is on our side. He stands with us, and he also stands for us. So we don't have to fear. I'm going to read out of a few passages in a second. But we don't have to fear. Our God is great, as I said. He takes care of us. He loves us. Most of all, he loves us. Praise God.
Yes.
So we have no reason to fear. Praise God. That's easy to say. That's really easy to say. But we really need to focus on who we serve, who we live for, who died and now lives for us. So we need to really know him. We really need to know him. Hallelujah. We need to have a relationship with him, because when we say we have no fears, that's because we have a relationship with God himself. We know something about it. We've experienced things in our lives. Hallelujah. We know that he has come through for us. We know that he has been our healer. We know he's been our deliverer. We know that he's the one that set us free when we were in bondage, when we were sinful, when we were doing all the things that we thought was okay for us to do. He is the one that came along and rescued us. So if we have all of that and much more than that, you know, I can't tell it all, but we have much more than that in Christ Jesus. But, you know, if we reflect on these things, then, you know, that will help us not to fear. He promised to take care of us. He promised to meet all of our needs. He promised to do exceedingly abundantly above all the things that we could ever think of or to ask.
Yes, ma'am.
That we come to him in prayer about anything, no matter what it is. He will answer us. You know, he will help us. He will be with us. He told us that he will never leave us. That's a promise. Everything that God promised us, it's yea and amen. He said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. So yeah. no matter what, we just need to put our trust in him and know that he is going to help us. All right. I'm going to go to Psalm 46, and then I'm going to read some out of the 91st Psalm, and then I have just a few more. Let's go to Psalm 46 and see what it tells us. Praise God. We serve a great God. You know, we can depend on him. We can know that he is our protector. Amen. He will protect us. Verse 46. It says, the first verse says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. So when we're in trouble, that doesn't matter what the trouble is. It doesn't matter. Sometimes it's, you know, the enemy is raging. Sometimes the enemy is just, you know, after us. Sometimes he's right there going toe-to-toe with us. Sometimes it's threatening, you know. But remember, we're in the presence of God. We know him, and we have asked him to forgive us of our sins, and we have allowed him to come into our heart. Hallelujah, and live and dwell in us, then he's present. He's present. Verse 2 in the same passage says, therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with swelling thereof. You know? All of these things can happen. We have a God that's present. Hallelujah. He's with us in everything that we face, everything that we go through.
Yes.
He's with us. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
First, God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her. Hallelujah. And that right early. Praise God. God knows when to come on the scene. God knows when we need to have his hand move instantly. He also knows when he can wait a while. He also allows us to be tested. But he still comes through. Praise God. Because this is the kind of God we serve. And this, the Lord, the God that we serve, loves us and he cares about us. Praise God.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Now let's go to the 91st Psalm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. This is one of my favorites, and I call it my protective chapter. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to read, probably won't read all of it, but I'll read some of it. It says, the 91st Psalm, starting with the first verse, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and Him will I trust." Now, I'm going to stop there because this is what we need to focus on. We need to focus on the fact that, of who He is. Hallelujah. And know that for all these reasons, knowing who He is and what He's about, that we can put our trust in Him. Praise God. David said, "In Him will I trust." That's what we should be saying. In Him, no matter what. No matter what I'm confronted with. No matter what I have to face. I don't know what I'm going to face tomorrow, but I know He takes care of all of my tomorrows. Praise God. I know Him. Hallelujah. And I'm not going to be afraid because I know what He will do. And not only will He do it, but He's willing. We have a willing God, a willing Father. Hallelujah. So it says, "Surely to deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence." Praise God. Hallelujah. We've seen some noisome pestilences, haven't we? Praise God. Hallelujah. But the Lord will deliver us from all of them. It says, "He shall cover thee with peace, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler."
Yes.
We can stand on the truth. We can stand on His word. Hallelujah. His word is true. And if He says He will take care of you, He will take care of you. If He said, "I will protect you," He will protect us. We have to believe it. We have to trust that He will, hallelujah, not be wavering in faith, thinking one thing, saying that we believe Him, and then the next thing that happens, we don't believe Him. We're feeling some uncertainties and wondering. That's not faith. No matter what happens, we need to hold on to our faith, and allow God to work. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Fourth verse says, "He shall cover thee with His feathers," and under, I read that one. Fifth verse, "Thou shalt not be afraid." Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That dangerous things can come upon us in the daytime as well as night. Praise God. But God is still God, and He's still with us. Remember, He said He'd never leave us nor forsake us. He would be with us. Hallelujah. So He knows what we're facing. He knows what's around us. Hallelujah. And let's go down to the seventh verse says, "A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy end, but it shall not come nigh thee." I've been in situations where I saw things happen. Storm happened, saw different things occur, and I was near, but it didn't come even close to me. Praise God. And that's, if you're a true believer in Christ Jesus, trusting, knowing, hallelujah, that He's got your back, the Bible says He's our rear guard. Hallelujah. He's got us covered all the way around. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're covered by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's shed on Calvary. Hallelujah. We are covered. We're covered in so many ways by him. Praise God. So we don't have to worry at all. Hallelujah. Just put our trust in him, knowing that God is going to help us live a fearless life. He's going to help us to walk fearlessly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When we go out of our houses, you know, those of you that get up and go out every day, when you walk out of the house, know God is your protector.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, stop and read the 91st Psalm, even before leaving. It will bless you. It will remind you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that there's no reason to fear. Thank you, Lord. All right, the 10th verse says, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Hallelujah. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. How many times have some of you almost failed and you didn't fall? You know naturally you should have failed.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He was right there. Hallelujah. And didn't allow. He did not allow you to fall. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know it's happened to me just recently. I almost fell down my stairs, but I didn't. I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He says that.
Jesus.
Speaking of his angels, having charge over us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
His angels out to care for, to take care of us. Hallelujah. He really does. Praise God. Now, we don't worship the angels. Hallelujah. We worship God. Hallelujah. Because he is the one that we worship. But his angels are his agents, and they go forth and do what they're told to do. Hallelujah. It says, they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Praise God.
Yes.
So we praise God for the 91st Psalm and what it says. And I'm going to read, the last two verses, 15 and 16. It says, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long
yes.
life will I satisfy him. Long life. Praise God. You don't have to be worried about
yes,
being taken out too soon or anything like that, because he's already promised you. He'll even give us
Amen.
Long life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Salvation, which we already have. Hallelujah. But he'll do more than that. Thank you, Jesus. I think it's in Psalm 68 and 17. I think it's there. Anyway, it says that about what he will do. He daily loads us with his benefits, even the God of our salvation. Praise
yes.
God. Let's not worry. Hallelujah. But let's just put our trust in God, knowing that
yes.
he will take care of us. Hallelujah. Now, I would like to go to, let's just go to the 95th Psalm. The 95th Psalm and the third verse says, for the Lord is a great God,
great God,
and the great King above all God. Hallelujah. Now, we know about the other gods. you know, we don't put a capital G on them. Praise God. But we know about them. We know that people worship idol gods. We know that none of them can help us. Praise God. But we have a living God that we can put our trust in and know that he's going to come to our rescue no matter what's going on. Praise God. Hallelujah. We also know that he can hold back the hand of the enemy. And he will. Praise God. Okay, it says
yes.
He refers to him here as a great king and a great God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And then let's see. see, 96 and verse 3. Well, let's see, I'm going to start with the third verse. Declare his glory. Declare his glory. That's what we should do as born-again Christian believers. We should declare his glory even among the heathen, his wonders among all people.
Yes.
Verse 4. Lord is great and greatly to be praised.
Right.
He is feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nations, idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Hallelujah.
Yes, he did.
And the same Lord made us as well. Praise God. It says, honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Hallelujah. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can do all that because he puts his strength in us. Hallelujah. And we're operating in his power. Verse 8 says, give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Praise God. We know he said that there will come a day when every knee shall bow. Hallelujah. But, you know, as his born-again believers, we're not going to wait. Hallelujah. We're doing it now. We're doing it now. And because we do, we can depend on God to help us through and to help us to live a fearless life and to walk fearless, not being afraid, not allowing anything to scare us. Praise God. Hallelujah. If something is about to frighten us, he didn't say, don't be afraid. But he doesn't want us to walk in fear. Something might frighten us, you know, all of a sudden something comes upon you unexpected. It may frighten you, but don't let it be continually. Get yourself together and ask God for his help.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we don't have to walk in fear. We don't have to live in fear, wondering every moment, every day, every hour, what's going to happen next. Just put our trust in God because he's got it all in his hands. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And, you know, the other thing is he lasts forever. He will never die again. And when he did die, he rose on the third day, and everything that he did was about us. Was for us, and he's not going to stop now. Hallelujah. You know, the Lord warned us of the things that are to come and the end times and all of that. So we know that. We know about that. We know about the rumors of war and all of this, and we know about nations coming against nations. We know all of this already. But why would he allow us to know it? He wouldn't allow us to know it just to know it, so that we can be prepared. Hallelujah. For that great day that's coming. So that we can prepare ourselves, so that we can continue to live for him and walk upright before him, knowing that we're safe, knowing that we're spared. And even if we did die in a war, or if we did die of a virus, or whatever, we would know where we're going. And we would know that we would not ever die again if we know God and if we've given our lives over to him, because that's what it takes. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to stop there. I just wanted to mention, you know, that there are a lot of people right now fearing the attack that Russia has made over the Ukraine and everything. But, you know, when we know about these things that we've been warned about in Matthew, that we know about, just know that God allowed us to know about them so we could pray. So we could pray. Every war that we hear about is not going to be a war. So we can pray, and God will turn things around.
Yes.
Now, if it's a one, he's going to allow that. But there are times that we hear wars, and then we don't see it happen. So every one that we hear about is not going to be a war. But we can pray. If there is one, we can pray for the people that are affected in it. We can pray that since it did happen, that God would open up a way for a greater mission in that area, that more people will come to because of what has taken place. So, you know, we still have a place in that. You know, we must pray, hallelujah, and ask God to move those that are stricken, those that are hurt by it, those that have losses. We can pray for them, and that's our job. Praise God. But let's walk fearless. Hallelujah. Let's live a fearless life because we can in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Yes, we can. Amen.
Scripture Lane Cook. Thank you.
Amen. Oh, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to
amen.
God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Lord Jesus, look, I had to compose myself before I started speaking. You understand me? Hallelujah. Well, saints of God, we have heard a dynamic message, short, sweet, and to the point on living a fearless life in Christ. Hallelujah. And I just praise God for this timely message, Apostle Zeta, because like you said, so many people are indeed living in fear, you know, and it's almost like they've forgotten what the Word of God says. Like you said, people are afraid of war, but the Word of God says there will be war and rumors of war.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And then Apostle Zeta went on and reminded us that no matter what happens, even if we die, yet shall we live. That's what the Word of God also declares that. And we don't have to live fearless because the Lord God himself gave us his manual, which is his holy word, and he gave us our weapons of our warfare. And they are supernatural weapons. So the simplest way, when I think about living fearless in Christ, Apostle Zeta, to me that means just completely trusting Christ in every situation at all times and saying what will be, because I know that God is working out everything for my good. Now, it might not feel good. It might not look good all the time, but I know it's for my good. So I just praise God. I was over here getting my shout on. So I'm sorry I didn't just rush on back in. But, you know, I didn't want to come in shouting in people's ears and things. But now if there's anyone else in the room tonight, I know, Mother Mitchell, we're going to go to you. And if there's anyone else that's in the room tonight that would like to just offer up a word of praise or just thanking God that you know you already have the victory, please press your 1 on your keypad on your phone, and I will address, that will let me know that you'd like to come on in on the conversation. I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. Mother Mitchell, come on in the room because I know you know how to touch and agree on this one.
Amen, amen, and amen again. You know, twice this week, I have been asked to pray and to help disperse fears. My friend, new friend across the street, her daughter is missing, and she and her husband is having problems. And I told her, fear not. Contact somebody out there where she lives. Ask the Lord to be with her, and we prayed for her. She wanted me to pray, and I prayed for her daughter. I prayed for the husband.
Good, amen.
I prayed for the 3 children that God would put his loving arms of protection around them.
Yes, yes, yes. Come on
and
now.
Keep them safe. her daughter was supposed to show up here. This morning when I got up and I opened my curtains, there was a white car that I had seen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Fear not. Come on
daughter.
Now. Fear not.
Her
it's about the Lord.
Here. And her mother called
yes.
and she said, Mama, she called you Mama, told her husband, not
uh-huh.
her Mama.
Yes, Lord.
And she said, Mama, my daughter is safe, and she has let me know that she was coming, and I kept walking and looking, but she's here. I said, did you praise God? Did you thank God for his
Amen.
Answer?
Amen.
He's a great God. He's an awesome God.
Yes, he is.
And those
yes,
words
he is.
Don't even begin to do him justice. And
Amen.
My friends on the other side, I'm going to make this short and sweet, baby. Friends on the other side,
thank
he
you.
Lost his job. He was so upset, his stomach is all upset, and he's throwing up. And I
Jesus.
Said, my brother, stop that. You have a God on your side. Your
yeah.
stomach ain't going to find you no job. But the God I pray to, and I started praying when his wife came over and told me. And when he told me today that he found a job, he laughed and he said, you know, my wife told me you said you was praying and I was going to find a job. I said, baby, I pray about everything. I pray
Amen.
For you. I
Amen.
Pray for your wife. I pray for Chase.
Amen.
I pray for all of them. And I thank God he hears me. So I just
That's right.
God
Amen.
We don't have to live in fear. We can just pray and know he's there. Thank you, Bishop.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Mother. Thank you so much. Thank you for that testimony. Amen. Well, you know, it's a wonderful thing when you know that you are truly walking with the Lord, when you are truly convicted by his word, when you are truly convicted by God's word in faith. Hallelujah. You are going to obey that word, and you're going to make it about the Lord at all times, even when the enemy of our faith comes along and tries to tell us, oh, look at this. See, you know, apparently you ain't right. You know, apparently you're not acting right, and he might be right.
Mm-hmm.
But you
Amen.
Don't have to receive that unto yourself. You can go to God
right.
and repent. So that you can be in right standing with God, so that you don't have to fear. The only time we have to fear, my brothers and sisters, is when we are not in right standing with the Lord and we are professing him as our Father, our Lord, and our Savior, and saying that we are walking in and by his Spirit. Now, if you're not living right and you're trying to make it about you or make it about the world, it's not going to work for you. You're always going to be afraid. And you're going to be tired of living afraid. You're going to be tired of second guessing. You're going to get tired of doubting. And that's what the enemy is. And what the enemy is doing is he is slowly killing you day by day. Moment by
Chipping
moment,
away,
as you sit in that fear and you allow that fear to fester, you allow that fear to take root in you. And then as you begin to look around, you know, before you know it, bitterness has set in and resentment has set in and everybody's working on your last good nerve, all because you're afraid. You can't look. You're not going to stop and pray.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually entire churches with everything going on. I don't know why we don't see Apostle Zeta, every servant leader of the Most High God on Facebook talking about, are y'all praying?
Amen.
We really need to be praying.
Amen.
Are y'all speaking life over these situations? Are you speaking God's promises over these situations? I don't see a whole lot of people busting out with that one.
Amen. Amen.
You know, I'm saying, now, why is that? You know, why is
Amen.
That? And then they wonder why they're sitting up trembling at night and having nightmares and seeing stuff and running to the bottle and running to the drugs, all because they won't trust God who has proven himself over and
over
and over again.
Yes.
So, Apostle, Mother Apostle Zeta, this was an excellent message, and I know you have plenty more,
yes.
And you need to come on back up in here, because I know you done thought of a few more things by now that you might like to bring on out to the listeners. But I just want to thank you, because I get tired of people acting like, you know, they're in bondage when they're supposed to be free.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Well, you know, one scripture does come to my mind, and that's in Isaiah 41 and 10.
Yes.
It says, "Fear not, for I am with thee." Just another reminder with us.
Yes.
Thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God.
I will
with the right hand of my righteousness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You
know. And so we can count on that. We can know
we
that.
Can. And we need to believe what God has said about us. He said, said that we didn't have to fear. He said, lo, I am with you always. He said,
always.
I will never leave you nor forsake you. Now, if you are standing in God, Christ Jesus, who never fails, what are you scared of?
Amen. Amen.
Because if he's on your situation, if he's in the boat with you, it don't matter about the storm that comes. It doesn't matter about what the president say or what the United Nations say. It doesn't matter what anybody says except for what God Almighty says, because he's the only one that can back up everything that he says he'll do.
Yes. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
So when you're dealing with this world, you need to remember, it's Satan's job to distract and to destroy our faith and to discourage our heart and to fear and make us think that, you know, God isn't real and he doesn't love us or we're not good enough. I might fall every day, but my Father God says, if I come to him and I confess that sin and I repent, that he would cleanse me of all unrighteousness. So you know what? He says that we were accepted in him before the foundation of the world. So we don't have to worry about being good enough. We don't have to worry about being accepted. We don't have to worry about being validated, because Jesus gave us all the validation that we will ever need when he hung, bled, and died for our sins.
Yes, he did.
So if you have listened to, if you have really and truly heard Apostle Zeta's message and you have not connected yourself, hallelujah, to the fear buster, King Jesus, then I would just like to invite somebody tonight, to give God honor, glory, and praise by giving yourself to him, by turning your life over to him. And I'm not talking about just saying the words. I mean, get convicted down in your heart where it goes all down to the marrow of your very bones.
Yes.
That Jesus loves you, he's looking out for you, and you have no reason to fear. And if you want to do that, you don't have to get dressed up and go in no building. You don't have to wait for the right time. You don't have to wait till you get yourself fixed up, because if you could have fixed yourself up, Jesus wouldn't have had to come down here to save you or me.
Amen.
So what you need to do is bow your heart to the Lord right now, and say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my sin. And I mean, don't go up there giving no excuses or nothing like that. Just say, forgive me of my sin. I can't talk about the next man's sin, but forgive me of my sin. Because I believe, you got to make this thing personal all the way down, because I believe that you are the Son of the living God, and that you came and you died and you rose. Just for me.
Yeah.
And Lord God, I want you to forgive me and cleanse me of all unrighteousness, so that I can be used for your purpose and glory, so that I can go out and tell the world about how amazing your grace is, so that I can go out and declare and decree how good you are, so that I too can go out and sing your praises amongst your people. And I pray this and all other things in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Hallelujah and amen. So, you know, amen, like I said, Apostle, that was a profound message. It was powerful. You know, it cut right to the marrow about this fear thing because, you know, if the church is walking around trembling and afraid, how are we going to convince the world?
That's right.
About the God we serve.
Mm-hmm. Or the young people that don't know him yet. How are the older
people how are we
going to
convince them, baby?
That's
right. And people don't come here with conviction in their heart. You know, people just don't by osmosis decide, you know, I'm going to follow Jesus. No. The Holy Spirit has to hit them with that word. And when they hear that word, like we heard tonight, then the Holy Spirit will move and introduce that word directly into he introduced it directly into your heart in a way that you understood that you needed to be saved, that you understood that you were sinning against God and God alone, that you understood that you needed to make a change in your life. You know, so that you can truly live the fearless life that Apostle Zeta just showed us through the Word of God is more than possible to live. The Word of God has fear not, fret not, worry not, 365 times in the Bible. That's one for each day of the year.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of fret nots and fear nots and worry nots. You know, so I think if he told us to not to worry that many times, then he meant it. So if you don't mind, Apostle, I want to thank you for sharing your Bible study with us. But what I would just like to do is just bind this wonderful lesson with prayer, because people really need to get over this fear and stop, you know, and really start completely trusting God. So if you would now lead us in prayer, I would greatly appreciate it, ma'am.
All right. Father, we come to you again, thanking you for who you really are.
Yes, Lord.
And thanking you, Lord, that some of us really do know you. Hallelujah.
We thank you
for living in us, dwelling in us, hallelujah, for helping us, hallelujah, for cleaning up our lives, hallelujah, in the work that you have called us to, and helping us, Lord, because when you called us, hallelujah, you didn't call us to do it by ourselves,
hallelujah,
but you did let us know that you would be co-laborers with us, hallelujah. Holy Spirit abiding in us. We thank you for that, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And we lift up those that have listened in tonight, and we lift up those that will maybe hear it later on. We lift them up, Lord, asking in the name of Jesus that you would touch in their lives, that you would touch the very heart, Lord, that they will have a desire, hallelujah, to know you in a deeper way. Hallelujah, to know you in a great way. Hallelujah, to just have a willingness to serve you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord God.
And to be obedient, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. When that happens, hallelujah, then we can walk fearless. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We
yes,
can
Lord.
Live a hallelujah, because we know that we're all wrapped up in you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
trusting
Jesus.
And believing everything that you have said you would do in your word. Hallelujah. Lord, those that are not in the word like they should, we pray, Lord, that they will have that desire. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We pray, Lord, that
go
you
deeper.
Would open up their word. Hallelujah. They will have a relationship with you, and that they will know who you really are. And we thank you. We thank you for that, Lord. Hallelujah. We
yes,
thank you
Lord.
For this time. Thank you for each one that is listening in and those others
yes,
that
Lord.
Have comments. For each one, Lord, hallelujah, that we will continue to have a blessed, hallelujah, and that we will remember that we don't have to walk in fear because we have
Amen.
You.
Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus.
We have the thing, and we thank you for it. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. What an anointed Bible study that we have had tonight. Yes. Amen, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You have been listening to Apostle Zeta Flowers as she has presented All Nation Christian Fellowship's Wednesday night Bible study. This was a timely message, and I pray that you will not only hear this word, but that you would apply it to your daily lives so that you might live an abundant life in Christ Jesus right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We don't have to be afraid that we're not going to get what God has promised until we get to the kingdom. He says we are to live an abundant life right now. So on behalf of Apostle Zeta Flowers, myself, Bishop Shalene Cook, and Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, we want to just wish you continued beautiful and blessed week. We pray that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do.
Yeah.
And from our household of faith to your household, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Ministries Podcast Network. Amen. God bless you. That was awesome.
Amen.
Thank you.
I love you, Apostle Zeta. Wonderful lesson. Thank you.
Oh. Thank you, and I love you. God bless.
God
Good
bless
night, lady.
You.
Good
night, Bishop.
Yeah.